chocolate crush, that must be registered. What does registration mean? It means that when you go along to the social services and register this club or the children's work that you're doing, that they have a right within the law to come and to check all persons who are offering help in caring. And registration may be denied anyone who has been convicted of any certain types of offence. It's the responsibility of the local authority to ensure that all those leading groups are people of good standing. The church must make every effort to achieve the highest standards. And the Children's Act has a valuable role to play in alerting us to our responsibilities. Now, there's one thing that I have to alert us all to. The rest may not have been important, perhaps only to some of the large churches. But groups are advised, and churches are advised, to make sure that in buildings that are used for many different groups, that young children under the age of 8 do not come into contact with any casual people who may be using that building. Now, that is quite an implication when you think about it. There is need to emphasise the importance of encouraging people to receive some sort of training when they come forward and offer to be involved in the work of our under 8s and young people. I don't think there's any need for me to spell out any more at this point what that may mean, but the responsibility is upon us as churches to ensure that we care for the under 8s. I'm willing to answer any questions afterwards.
Thank you, Annette. I mean, that is important. There are at the moment a number of areas of legislation affecting the life of the church, or will affect the life of the church. One is the Children's Act. One would be something on the preparation of food. Another will be one affecting the way in which charities have to keep registered accounts, financial accounts, which means that, for example, the province could be responsible for registering the accounts of congregations. By law. And another will be the responsibility to administer the alterations to listed buildings, which might be landed on the churches. What Annette has said has been an important introduction. And if what you had prepared altogether is legible, then perhaps give it to Eileen and it can go out for some other papers. That would be helpful. And the Faith and Life Department of URC is, I believe, preparing a pack on the Children's Act. Other information on other efforts. We move now to Faith and Life and John. We're on page. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, moderator and friends. John Hughes, convener of Faith and Life. In the very short space of time that we have available this afternoon, there are three subjects that I need simply to bring to the attention of Synod. The first is the written report under the heading of Faith and Life on page 5 of your reports. The second is the report of the provincial advocate, which is on page 6. And the third, the report of the youth secretary, which is on page 20. All those because the subjects come under the general umbrella of Faith and Life. And I think, moderator, probably the correct thing for me to do is to be formal and to begin by proposing that these three reports be received for discussion.
Synod received the reports of Faith and Life and the Advocacy Secretary and the Youth Secretary for discussion. Yes.
Thank you. To take then first the report that you find on page see that Faith and Life on this occasion has concentrated on one subject, and that is our Trevecca weekend that we are arranging this summer, as we have done annually for a number of years. There is a little orange leaflet which has been placed on the seats during the day that many of you, I hope, already have. For anyone who hasn't, may I perhaps place these on the front table? There's another supply of them there. And could I please ask that some responsible representative from each district would please take a few more of these away with you so that they are distributed in district meetings in the near future and attention drawn to them there. If there are not enough copies, then I'm sure the provincial office, on receiving a request from you, will make sure that more are produced and passed on to you. If you had an opportunity of glancing at the leaflet already, you will have seen that the leader for this July's Trevecca weekend is me. And I don't think I can do any better than to spend 2 minutes of the time that we've got in asking him if he would say a word or two of introduction to the theme for this year.
Ignatius of Loyola, or Inigo as he's more properly known, to me in church history was the scourge of the Counter-Reformation and the fraud in the side of Protestantism. But having undergone some years ago an 8-day retreat on Ignatian spirituality at St. Bino's, which I'm delighted to say John had mentioned in his prologue to his introduction to Holywell, the associations there, came to discover through St. Ignatius. Helped me to sort of tap great spiritual depths and resources, and consequently trained as spiritual director in Ignatian things. The spiritual exercises of St. Ignatius of Loyola were once described as a sort of a spiritual mangle through which people are passed, dismantled, and then put together again. That is not the aim of Trevecca. To start off with, to do the full spiritual exercises of Ignatius of Loyola takes 30 days in silent retreat with an individual, under individual guidance with a director. Or it could take anything from 9 months to 18 months to do in daily living in open sort of retreat. What I hope to do is simply to share with you the life of Inigo and his experiences, and to walk alongside him, and also to help us reflectively to look and examine our own journey. Where are we with God? Where is God in our life? Where has he been? Where is he directing us? And so it will be a gentle, I hope, and reflective type of weekend. And using some of the tools of Ignatius, and other tools, because Ignatius is very adaptable, in methods of prayer and reflection and contemplation. I'll leave it there.
Thank you, and I hope that a good variety of people will again, as you always have done, will turn up this year to share fellowship on this theme, which is a slightly fresh theme, I think, for many of us. Now, the other two subjects I'm really only dealing with because the people responsible are not here in the flesh this afternoon, but Raleigh, the provincial advocate, and I think Bill has also gone. Yes, he has had to leave this afternoon. So what I promised to do in a moment or two is, if people have got specific questions or comments to make, arising from either of those two printed reports on page 6 and page 20, if you would make your point or ask your question now, it will be recorded and transmitted to the officers responsible, and they will take any necessary action or give any relevant replies to those.
This doesn't preclude any private questions in conversation with those people at any stage during the life of the church. So if there are any formal concerns that anybody would wish to bring formally before tonight to either Alan or Bill, then perhaps state them.
guess I should be happy to convey to the moderator that Synod was totally satisfied with the reports they put forward and gives them 100% support in the work that they're doing. Thank you.
With the group of young people who are having a weekend in Bow. Those are the people that walk in and walk out. We come now to the Finance Committee report, which is on page 13 of the page 13. People want to stand up for a minute. Stand up for a minute. While you stood up, hang on a second. We're going to practice some simple worship. Right? Come on, stand up. Stand up. Is Mary here? No. Well, it's very simple. Who knows the Peruvian Gloria? Peter, you come here with me. Who else knows it? The next one knows it. Anybody else know it?
Well, this is how it goes. I think so. No. I'm not sure. We've got an organist here.
Okay, sing that.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Representative. to be asked to contribute £30 towards the cost. That should be £25. One of the difficulties with giving a financial report is so many things seem to happen quickly. Apart from the fact that there was a major financial resources committee this Wednesday that I have to tell you about, things have developed on the residential assembly side, and you may want to also want to hear the figures there. According to Reform, I see the cost per person attending is not £112, but £114. And that means that if we have 40 representatives, we've got to try and find 4,560. Now, I hope I've got these facts right, I'm sure that not, that Eileen may correct me, that we have £1,400 in the budget, provincial budget, for this. The South Wales Congregational Trust has kindly given us a grant of £1,000, and I understand from the Secretary of the Cardiff Congregational Board that he's also offered £1,000. I don't know if you have that yet. But it is £1,000. So that's £3,400 short of the £456. The one difference is that we thought that you could have one young person per district, and that they only have to pay £32 each, but I think these are only fewer issues.
Yes, and I have, for those who received that incorrect information from me, I must apologise. Young people who are going as delegates, as representatives of their district, have to be treated as adult representatives, and they have to pay full price. For Fury delegates, people who go in the Fury group, or any young people who go as observers, there are special arrangements. Doesn't relate to our official
representation district. So that means that in the total we do have to pay in some way or other is 4,560. But we say we've already got 3,400. If all the 40 people go and they pay £25 each, that's another 1,000. So only, if I've got it right, I think we're only 160 short. Fairly reasonable. We hope we get that from somewhere. So that is the up-to-date on the residential sale. Now, the most serious business, the Ministry of Mission Fund 1992 and the Ministry of Mission Fund 1993. At the meeting of the Financial Resources Committee that I attended on Wednesday, the first thing we discussed was the giving so far up to the end of February from the various provinces. And we, by the end of February, the total was actually £30,000 less than was required, which could mean that at the end of the year, it could be £180,000 less than required. But all the provinces, bar one, have balances which could be used to make that up. So the money is fairly sure to be there for paying the staff £11,500 from the 1st of July onwards for this year. Now, in Wales, I'm sorry to say, our figure, we should have produced £90,000 and we produced £83,209. That means we are £6,800 down in 2 months. Now, we have a balance, as it tells you in an earlier paragraph of this paper, that we had a balance of £16,000 in the maintenance ministry last year. So if we knock £16,000 off what we're likely to be short of, it seems to me we could end up being £24,000 short at the end of the year. Now, there are quite a number of reasons for this, and the good news, I think, that I thought the good news came this morning. Presentations both about budgets and about what we do with the small churches is could be some of our salvation. The question of budgets, our friend from Shop, I was almost stood and said hallelujah again. If only all our churches could do that, we would really be getting somewhere. Our biggest problem of all is that we can't look forward, and that a lot of the problems in the province are happening now, have happened since the 1st of January. It should have happened. They should have happened in the at least the 3 months before the end of last year, if not more. So we're getting people saying it's impossible to pay this, even though they were asked if they could pay it if the target was given sometime last July. Well, that's one. The other is, of course, we have got a large number of churches, very small churches. In fact, looking at our ministry figures for 1990, there were 30 churches that didn't pay anything. And a lot of these, I think, maybe, churches that both Geffen and Russell talked about, who are on those extremes that Geffen and Bruce, that maybe feel they really have nothing to hardly anything to do with us. They don't receive ministry, and why should the amount they're being asked each year has to go up, and they see, oh, I just wonder whether they're just powerless in the waste paper. And therefore, if we can really come to this possibility of ministry, the sort of young farmers club idea that Geffen told us about, that could be a marvellous boost. So the other thing which is a real problem, partly because of that, is when one talks about an increase in giving, increase in percentage or contribution from churches, we were talking about 20% or 21% last year, that would be all right if everybody gave 20%. Those who give nothing, they can easily increase their giving by 21%, it's still the same. Which means that the other people have to give more. That's why some of the churches, I think, have found that their requests for their contributions have gone up enormously. So those are a lot of the problems that we are facing. Now, will we end up at 24,000 down at the end of the year? All I can say is that that's my best guess at the moment. We know there are some churches which will probably only pay quarterly, so they haven't paid yet, so that's what's coming in. On the other hand, we know there are some churches that are finding great difficulty in meeting what they've said to commit, and are doing their best to do it. So that's on the downside. So at the moment, I say, all I can see is that we would have to use up the whole of our balance, that's 16,000, and the 24,000. Now, that as the picture leads me on to the next stage, which is what is ministry and what can we do in 1993? A letter was sent to all district secretaries, who I think in most cases sent these round to churches, to see if we could get some idea from you as to what sort of increase in contributions would be possible for 1993. That's quite difficult to do because with so many churches not even sure whether they're going to make it this year, how can they say what's going to happen next year? On the other hand, if we did what our friend from Shotland was doing, we would be looking forward like that all the time, and we'd have some idea. And I'm pleased to say we have had quite a number of replies from churches on what they think they can really do. On the other hand, some of these are good, positive replies, and some of them are somewhat negative. And it seemed to me that when I, as the your representative on Provincial Finances Committee, was asked to make a commitment for this province for 1993, I could say no better than what is our target this year, 540,000. Because clearly, if we only reach something like 503,000, 504,000, then it's going to be a big jump to get to the 540. Now, nobody at this stage at the Financial Resources Committee challenged us on this figure. I think we were just at the stage of doing the arithmetic and adding up, but no doubt we'll start looking at comparing what we're doing, what we're prepared to contribute next year with what we're supposed to be doing this year. And ours is an increase of 9%. If we look at all the other provinces, the lowest after that was the Northern Province, which was in a fairly similar position to ourselves, and they were offering a 5% increase. A few others were offering 7-9%, and most of the others were offering between 10-15%. So we're way down on all the others. And even so, that then falls £300,000 short of what is required to give ministers an increase to 12,000 next year. There seems to be caused two groups in our provinces, the rich and poor, or the rich and the not so rich and Wales, and more. But in fact, there are three provinces who are already are contributing more than they've been asked to contribute, and they feel that the church should go forward to try and raise them as a stipend to what was proposed at the assembly last year, that should be paid £13,200. But in order to do that, there has to be another £600,000 raised. And it is likely that this will be put as a challenge to the churches at assembly. Now, if I could just remind you of what happened at the Milford Haven Synod last March. The Finance Committee has suggested that we should go for a target of 510,000, but this is, we are not going to be able to even start looking at the 11,500 if all the provinces didn't come up with some more. And we, I think, very bravely or foolishly, or whatever way you like to look at it, proposed that we should go to 540,000. It looks as though we're going to end up certainly nearer to 510 than 540. But if we are going to ensure that ministers can get at least 12, a stipend of 12,000 next year, then we have to, there has to be further offers from provinces. But I say there are three provinces who would like to go further, and that would be even more increases. Now, I have put down the report about the Finance Committee, I could offer 5% more, but I think the responses from the churches and districts, going to the sort of calculation we have there, that it would seem as though we should only offer the same amount as last year. But I think if we have further discussions with churches and districts, that we might see if we can break up a bit further. And for that reason, when we come to the resolutions, I would like to propose a minor amendment to which we second the thing. But I think that
the Synod received this report for debate. Any questions or comments on paragraphs that are not relating to resolutions? So, any questions or comments on paragraph 1 on page 13? Or paragraph 2? Or paragraph 3? Or paragraph 5, or paragraph,
that's it.
So, if there are no questions or comments on those paragraphs, we move to the other resolutions. I think so, yes.
What I would like to propose is that resolution 2, of course, was put down. Time had to be put down and was clearly going to be affected by what had happened at the Financial Resources Committee meeting on the 9th of March. And what I have suggested is that you might prefer this to be a second resolution from the background it is, or alternatively, to add on the end of that resolution, but urge local churches through their consultations with district treasurers and the Finance Committee to increase their contributions to the Ministry of Mission Fund in 1993 in such a way that the provincial commitment may be increased by at least 5% over the 1992 target. The thing is that it looks as though this is going to be a fairly ongoing thing. It's going to, it may be well on, certainly beyond assembly, when we have to come to a final conclusion. And therefore, we ought to know the picture of giving from churches far more clearly. Given more time, but clearly we need to have the authority that to having discussed with you to put forward any increase.
If I understand this now, we have a choice. The resolution before us, the Synod endorsed the action taken by the Provincial Treasurer in the level of commitment he has made to the MMF Fund in 1993 on behalf of the province. And that commitment which Alan has made, I'm right, Alan, yes, is a 0% increase over our commitments now. Would you like to take that resolution first, and make this an extra resolution. Right, okay. I think that will be clear. First of all, we debate now whether or not the Synod endorses the action taken by the provincial moderator in the level of commitment he has made to the MMF Fund in 1993 on behalf of the province, and we now know that that's a commitment, was a commitment of a 0% increase. We debate that first.
Can I just clarify? David, can I just clarify that this resolution now supersedes what it says in the report?
No, not aware of the housing, but we just do take this resolution. In other words, that you endorse the fact that I said I committed the.
But what you said rather than what you've written down.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Because this report has been written 4 weeks ago, before Adam was able to gather all the information. And in view of the information he had when he went to London for a meeting last Wednesday, that was when he, consulting with other people, decided that he should offer a 0% increase. Okay? So, that's right. Malcolm and then Spencer.
Last year, the provincial treasurer brought to us a recommendation that we only to have that. And following that recommendation, we accepted a rash amendment from the floor of Synod, increasing the commitment which the treasurer thought was what we could reasonably offer. And I urge Synod as much as we rash today. The people who understand the provincial finances, the people who are most in tune, the churches, are the finance committee. And I believe Synod should not be asked to amend any resolution that comes to this matter.
Spencer Harvey, I'm your representative on the ministry, the maintenance of the ministry, your people. Could we not have, this procedure, this, could we not have the resolution for the 5% first, rather than this particular motion?
I think we need to endorse the action taken by the provincial treasurer. And then, if we wish then to go on to the second bit, which is urging the churches to give 5% more than that commitment, we could debate that separately. I think that's the procedure we're following. And we keep the two things clear. We're making, the treasurer is suggesting that this province of the URC makes no commitment to increase over this year's commitment. That's what we do. Bob.
Just a question about does that mean that the assessment for each church will remain the same for the coming year? Is that the implication? But does it still mean that somehow or other the assessment will increase?
It will vary because we remember that we have a formula which relates both to what your nominated income was in the previous year, what your membership is. Now these have all changed. So it could be, I would not say it's exactly the same. It
would also vary depending on the moves of ministers. Yes. Because the church is vacant for more than 2 years, stop paying the central funds. And therefore, if you have too many churches that enter a third year of vacancy next year, that puts more of a burden on churches with ministers. So it just depends on.
Thank you.
Yeah,
one more.
By a very special
In order to meet a commitment which is the same as this year's commitment, there must of necessity be an increase in asking, because this year's commitment
the formal amendment?
Yes.
Is there a second bit to that? Does anybody want to speak to that amendment now? That we add the words with sadness to the resolution.
Could I say also with sadness that yes, things are going up. One thing isn't going up, and that's our membership. And that is, as one of the members of, we have a, I mentioned before, we have a member on the Financial Resources Committee who I've called the Cassandra of the URC, who in fact says a lot of sensible things. And he says, look, if people are asked to increase their giving by 0%, that probably means the church might have to increase their giving by 7%, because membership has gone down.
The amendment to add the words with sadness to this resolution number 2 on page 16 is before you. Those in support of the amendment that we add the words with sadness to the resolution, please show. And those against the amendment, please show. The amendment is carried. So the resolution before us now is that the Synod endorses English grammar and English with sadness. The Synod endorses with sadness the action taken by the Cultural Treasurer in the level of commitments he has laid to MMF in 1993. We're debating that resolution. If there are no further comments or questions, that's before you. Would you show if you're in favour of Resolution 2 on page 16? Those against? We now move to the sort of 2A, which I will allow Alan to bring before us. And this would be that the Synod urges local churches, through their consultations with district treasurers and the finance committee, to increase their contribution to MMF in 1993 in such a way that the provincial commitments may be increased by at least 5% over the 1992 budget. Sorry. I read it again. That Synod urges local congregations, through their consultations with district treasurers and finance committee, to increase their contributions to MMF in 1993 in such a way that the provincial commitments may be increased by at least 5% over the 1992 target. If anybody would like to speak.
Could I just say, I think I should say why I put in words in such a way, so it wasn't thought that everybody just increased their giving by 5%. As I say, the people who did nothing, they were increased by 5%. Therefore, others may have to give more. Others may give less because they've lost a lot of members. So therefore, it's so that the province as a whole could give 5%. And I would have thought us giving 5%, and I know other provinces will be giving more, but ensure that at least the stipend of 12,000 can be paid next year, and therefore the stipend of 11,500 can be paid this year. And if provinces and even ourselves went further than that, it is possible to get up to 12,000.
Moderator, surely
Synod urges local churches through their consultations with district treasurers and the finance committee, to increase their contribution to MMF in 1993 in such a way that the provincial commitment may be increased by at least 5% over the 1992 targets. For those in favour, please show. And with those against, please show. And that's carried. We move to resolution 3 on page 16.
I think I know there's been some discussion of item 6 about how mileage rates. And I've put in this report, I think, all the documentation that ministers and non-stipendiary ministers have already received. And I've explained that the big issue is that the URC, I think, almost uniquely out of all other nations, has worked out the rate per mile on the basis of 5,000 miles being the total mileage used by the car. In other words, you pay your car off to get that rate. The Church in Wales, CCBI, and from a survey of one church in the Church of England in Hampstead, I discovered that their rate seemed to be about 32p per mile. The couple were working out on the basis of 10 miles, not on the basis of 5 miles. I think also, and this it may be that the URC does not want to put this down in writing. To how many ministers this applies. So I do know there are quite a number of ministers who use their own cars and the church pays the insurance, the road licence, and even something for main space. Now, clearly, if you were paid, say, £600 for that, and you only did 1,200 miles, you're getting 50p a mile anyway. But I think the odds are that people are doing more than that. Considering all of that, and that if they were paid at 54p a mile, I've got great fears how that would affect the church's contributions when next. And therefore, our proposal is that we should adopt the figures at the bottom of the page, which are actually those which the England Revenue has recognised as the ones where you don't have to put in a tax return related to the funds.
So resolution 3 for your discussion, Henry.
I want to make this is a really important system.